art and science.
A radio show about the European Digital Art and Science Network. Hello and welcome to the Ars Radio on Radio Fro, where we are presenting European Digital Art and Science Network. This one is consisting of several scientific monitoring institutions, the Ars Electronica Future Lab and seven European cultural partners. In today's edition of Ars Radio, we are focusing on the Future Lab. Maria Pfeiffer, a senior curator and a researcher at Ars Electronica Future Lab, will tell us more about this artistic scientific think tank and a studio lab. She will reveal also more about its role in the European Digital Art and Science Network. We will hear also a short interview with Eva van Lindenthal, a recipient of a residency at the European Space Agency and Ars Electronica Future Lab. She will reveal her experiences after the performance of Starstorm at the Ars Electronica Festival 2017. Microphone, Jernia Zavec. Ars Electronica Future Lab is the research and development motor of Ars Electronica. It focuses on the future of the nexus of art, technology and society. Future Lab is also providing state-of-the-art technical production possibilities in a transdisciplinary discourse to the artists taking residences in the framework of the European Digital Art and Science Network. For starters, Maria Pfeiffer, a senior curator and a researcher at Future Lab, shares more about this Ars Electronica research and development motor.
Yes, so the Ars Electronica Future Lab is one department of the Ars Electronica, and we are the research and development department of Ars Electronica. So in this whole little Ars Electronica cosmos, there are these different parts. There is for sure the center that is open to the public and that displays a lot of interesting projects, and not only artworks, but a lot of scientific projects as well. There is the festival that just happened to be. It's a big flagship event where everybody can come together and really is hub for displaying work and also for the whole symposia and research community to come together and talk and chat and to exchange ideas. And then, of course, there are the other parts, the export, which the Ars Electronica export, which features exhibitions all over the world, and the Ars Electronica Solutions, which is like the more commercial branch of Ars Electronica. And we, the Future Lab, we've been around now for 20 years, so quite some time, and really focus on this interdisciplinary approach of seeing what projects can we develop ourselves between the art, science and technology and society nexus, as we call it, this where it all comes together, and it's really focused on this interdisciplinary approach. So it is something between an artist atelier and a science laboratory. This is also why most of us call themselves artists and researchers or creators and researchers, because it's always important that we don't like say, okay, you only do this, or you only do project management, or you only do software development, or this or that, but really to sit all together in one big office and walk to the table of each other and just say, hey, what are you working on right now? Can you give me a hand? Can you help me? Let's develop something together. And it's also very important that the same team, this interdisciplinary team with very different backgrounds, they work together for like industry and also for artistic projects. So we don't say, okay, this is the division that only takes more research projects or only more industry projects or only artistic projects, but it's the same team that's working for all kind of different customers, so to say, because we have to be self-sustainable, so we have to make our own living, so to say, via research projects and industry projects.
Maria Pfeiffer tells us more about the artist in residency program at Ars Electronica Future Lab.
We have residencies, not constantly, but very often, and since the beginning of Future Lab, it was a crucial part that there are residencies happening, but it's not a fixed framework, so to say. So it's not like, okay, this year, every month there is for 4 weeks a different artist joining us, but it's really most of the time related to a specific projects or funding schemes like the Art and Science Network, which is a European project. It's a Creative Euro project. We are now sad but true on the end of this project. But this was a framework that allowed artists in residence to go to scientific institutions like ESA or CERN and then come to Future Lab and work on their artwork. But nevertheless, it is always a very individual approach because the needs of the artist or of the project are very different. The plan was that they come to Future Lab and develop the art piece they are going to show at the festival. So this is like the normal course, so to say. They have a project proposal, they go to a scientific institution, then they go back home and work a little bit more on it, get to, like, work on the inspiration they got at the scientific institution, then come back to Future Lab, work on their project, exhibit it at the festival. But for example, with Eva van Lindenthal, I mean, we are an interdisciplinary team, but we are no experts on pyrotechnics. So here the effort was much more to get her in the contact with the right people, with the people from the BVS, the Brandverhütungsstelle. They are testing materials on their ability to burn, so to say, really if it's safe or not. And they have great facilities here in Linz and also Pyrovision, which is a pyrotechnics company that really experts in firework explosions for firework shows and also for movie productions, for example. So this was much more important to be a facilitator in this case. In other cases, we really work closely on developing something. I mean, and our strength for sure is virtual reality, software development, also like the interaction with really digital technologies or robotics and all this automotive car stuff. But as you see, it really depends on the needs of the artist. Mm-hmm. And it's also to give the artist like a look and feel of the Ars Electronica, what are we doing, and really to connect. I mean, that's the point of a residency anyway, to expand your network, to let stuff inside your head and to get inspired by artists coming by, because for sure it's not only that we want to do something for the artist and to help him or her produce their artwork, but also there's a lot that we get out of it. So it goes vice versa, it goes in both directions.
We talked now a lot about Future Lab, and now we go to your role. What was your role or task within the art and science project?
I'm kind of the host for the artists, so to say, because the artists spend the time here at Future Lab in this division and in this office and in this room. So I'm like the contact person. And I also do the mentoring for the artists. And what is also a very important part is that I'm kind of a matchmaker between my colleagues and the artists coming. So it really covers everything from I need a place to stay or where can I buy the Linzlinien tickets to or can I print out something or how do I connect to the printer, where can I sit, where's my desk going to be, to work very detailed on the projects together with them, give them tips and share insights and do a lot of like revisioning the project, asking also the mean questions, like being the person who is critical and say, but why are you going to do this? Or do you want this or that? I mean, with every artist, it is very different. And then, yeah, I see who has the time and who really also is interested and who would be a good match for the project.
So can you describe maybe your personal experiences? I mean, now I think maybe more this emotional part or, I don't know, like stressy part or expectations and how is all this process?
The European Digital Art and Science Network started almost 3 years ago and it's now coming to an end. And I have been working here since 1 year. So I haven't set a troop. I haven't been here for the first few residences. But one of the most interesting parts also is to go together with the artist for the initial visit at the scientific institutions, which in this case was the ESA, the European Space Agency. And not only we visited Darmstadt for the Mars mission, the landing of Schiaparelli, the little Mars thingy that was supposed to land on Mars to collect data, and unfortunately it crashed, but it was super interesting. But we also went to ESTEC in Noordwijk, which is in the Netherlands, and visited the space testing facilities. There is my role to be the face of Ars Electronica there, to be the contact person for the people who facilitated the residency there, which is Claudia Mignon and Karen Flaherty, they are both really great and they did a great job. And yeah, so I was there for the initial visit together with Eva van Lindenthal, and we spent some days there, met a lot of people there. And of course you explain what is Ars Electronica, what are we going to do here, who are we? Some people have heard about it, some don't have an idea because it's really just another scene. Yeah, and then really to see that everything runs smoothly, so to say. And for sure, it does not run smoothly all the time, but yeah, we give our best and we are very open to suggestions.
This would be exactly my next question. Which obstacle or what obstacles did you encounter during the facilitating the artists?
Sometimes when you don't have the time and budget that artists stay longer and that people really have the time to work with them closely, you just have to be very pragmatic and really be focused on what do you want to do and what do you want to realize and what is possible and what not. And for sure, at the end of the day, it comes down to, okay, can we afford this or not? That's sadly in culture and art projects, most of the time it is a crucial part, and it is something, even if you get funding, always you have to really be very, very focused on these very pragmatic details, unfortunately. And sometimes it is just not so easy to guide the artists also in the right direction, because the venue they display the work is the festival. And if you haven't been to Ars Electronica Festival, some of the artists really imagine this clean exhibition white space with total focus on their one and only artwork. It wasn't the case now with the artists we had here, but this is something I also encountered in former jobs together with artists, that you really have to be very clear about what to expect and just to communicate a lot.
Eva and Sarah said that there was two less time, like they had 3 weeks at ESA, or the first part, and then Future Lab. Mm-hmm. And what do you think, or how do you see maybe from which part in this European Digital Art and Science Network could be improved?
For IFA had the chance to went to ESA and go back to London and then come back once more. And I think this was a very good thing. That's also what I heard from the colleagues at ESA and also from IFA herself, that this second visit was even more fruitful, so to say, because you come back there, you already know your way around, kind of. Because in first you get a lot of input and everything is new and you just can't process that on this time base. And I mean, for sure, the residences are really there just to be curious, to be open, to have a specific plan, but also to be open to change the way you go. But then, like, having this moment of revision and coming back and really like drill deeper into the concepts, into the questions, into the brains of the scientists. I think this is really something that worked out very good, and this should be maybe if there is another framework like the European Digital Art and Science Network with these co-residencies, this could be a thing that they should really do. Maybe not so many residencies. I mean, it's very good if you can give a lot of people the possibility to make contact, but it's also very good if you give one person the chance to really get a part of the institution. And also with IFA, it was, she only had very short time here in Linz for her stay at Future Lab, because we then allocated the time we had to preparations for the festival, because it was very crucial that she was here beforehand and had time for the setup and also for contacting everybody. And it was a big production work. What else could be improved? Yeah, what I'm always curious about is, and I will have to do this, is asking the scientists, so to say the scientists, like the other side, because it's still this division between, yeah, then they go here and then they go back. What's their impact? What's their, what they get out of it? I mean, I know I have some ideas about what they get out of it, but I really would like to have some one-on-one discussions or just ask, so, yeah, what is your benefit? How did you feel? And I asked Aoife and Sarah about that. And for sure, I believe that there is a benefit. Mm-hmm. And really on a personal level, I would be very interested what individuals would say about that, about the encounter. But as far as I heard, for a lot of the scientists, it was also like going back to where they started a little bit, to look again at their fascination that got them started to work in science, because both Aoife and Sarah, they know what they're talking about, and they have, I mean, for sure, they can't compare to somebody with a doctorate's degree in, I don't know, microbiology, or they're no experts on astrophysics. But Aoife has a good understanding of what's going on. I saw this in the discussions. It was really a eye-to-eye level explanations and discussions happening between her and the scientists at ESA. Scientists say, yeah, that's really cool. I wish I could do more stuff like that again. And also that's something that Sarah said with her noodle feed, that, yeah, because in the end, everybody, it's always a little bit of like play, so to say. And I mean it's in the best way possible, to be playful and to experiment and to see where something you do is taking you. And to have a curious mind, an explorative mind, and yeah, to find out what works and what doesn't work. And this is something both of the artists have really embedded in their approach. Mm-hmm. It's really this experimental, process-driven search for answers or for questions.
Maybe now you can reflect back, how did it work actually with those two residencies this year?
Actually, the two residencies that, because Sarah, she didn't come to Future Lab. We just had some brief talks, but it was because of the time frame, it didn't work out. But also Yen Zhu was here. She spent some time at the Fraunhofer MIVIS, and she worked on her 3D printed heart model, because she got this very elaborate scan of her body and of her heart. And then she made an audiovisual sculpture out of it. And we worked a long time with her of getting the 3D model done, which might sound not that interesting, but it is big effort. I mean, because 3D printers, I mean, you always think you just, you know, put in the picture and it comes out on the other end, but actually it's a lot of detail work, and it took quite some time to get the heart model there to be printed and that it will look like the thing she wanted to use in her performance. On a personal level, yeah, I enjoyed it a lot, because I enjoy meeting. I think it's a very human thing also, just to go ask somebody how the day have been, what they want to focus on. And maybe also for some artists, it might be a little bit hard sometimes that they have to explain themselves. Because when you want to work with a team, or if you want other people to engage in your work, yeah, you have to tell them why am I doing this and what I'm going to do next. And sometimes I encountered that artists sometimes have another modus operandi, or in their line of work they prefer to develop something on their own and not to go out there with people you don't know, you just met in an environment that you're not used to and is unknown to you. This could be can be a hard thing. And some artists come here and they're really like, you know, they're really good project managers and say, okay, this, these are the next steps. And okay, let's you do this, you do that. Okay, perfect, done. But most of the time, it's not the way. And it's all, in the end, it all comes down also to chemistry, because it is a very personal process, creating art.
Can you explain your personal position or a relationship to art and science?
I've been in touch with this concept for a long time. I didn't always call it art and science or artistic research, but this is something I also encountered first at university when I was studying comparative literature in a really, you know, very strict, it's not natural science, but it is something sometimes very dry. And then you encounter the fact that sometimes people from special disciplines, they don't know what's happening right next to them. You meet, I don't know, biologists who say, I'm not interested in literature or philosophy. Or somebody really just in, you think it might be the same line of science, but maybe I don't even care what my colleague right next to me is doing, because this is a different, you know, this is a different branch, and I'm not at all involved in that, and I don't even care what's going on there. And these are really like bad examples, but it's happening. And I always thought it is so interesting what's going on in other disciplines. And I'm really also very interested in medicine and biology and psychology. The art is really kind of this wild card or this joker that can jump from discipline to discipline, you know, without being talked down, but it is an asset for them. Because I think in a lot of academic branches, it still is sad but true, but it's really important to be an expert in one thing. And of course, it is very important that we have experts that really look deep into their topic. You can look deep if you like dig deep into it. You also have to peep out of your hole from time to time and see what's going on beside you. And I think to get artists into this system is really something that can evoke this process of answer to questions to outsiders, or to also engage other people into what you are doing on a scientific level.
For conclusion now, which advice or suggestion mm-hmm. would you give to future mm-hmm. artists who mm-hmm. will be in residence here?
Be clear what you want. Be clear what you want to do, or where you want help, and be open to changes.
This was Maria Pfeiffer, a senior curator and a researcher at Ars Electronica Future Lab. She told us more about this artistic scientific think tank and the studio lab, and she revealed also more about its role in the European Digital Art and Science Network. Eva van Lindenthal is the first artist in residence hosted jointly by Ars Electronica and the European Space Agency, ESA. She is Irish media artist, and for today's radio show, she revealed her experiences after the performance of Starstorm at Ars Electronica Festival 2017.
It was amazing. I think we created quite a special atmosphere. So when people arrived, even when they were getting on the bus from Post City and then they arrived, they were already in a different space and they started to behave differently. And they got really absorbed in everything that was going on. I was really actually quite happy about how engaged everyone was. I wasn't sure how their attention span would be or how deeply they would engage with it, and everyone was really into it, which I was really happy about. They spent a long time and took their time with it, which is what I told them to do. So I kind of prepared them with an email beforehand to tell them to take their time and really feel what's happening in the room and the air and with each other and where their thoughts are going, and not just, you know, look out for the next bang. So they did do that. And I prepared for months. I mean, it's been ongoing for a year since the beginning of the project. So in a way, it's just sort of built up slowly. And the actual installation was 2 days, and very long days. And what happened? So we led people through different rooms and outside. They had to follow people with flares to get to the next place, and they sat in a field and big flames went around all around them, and they were immersed in smoke and coloured smoke and flashing lights, and they had a whole bunch of different experiences basically. Now I'm quite excited about each of the pieces and how I can expand on them and how I can tweak them and detail them and in a way. So I'm quite looking forward to future development.
Did you get some personal feedback from the audience there?
I got a few. I was being pulled around quite a lot afterwards, but a couple of people said they got very emotional at certain points. They didn't talk to me in detail about those emotions yet, but I really do like to talk to people about their emotions afterwards and what they were feeling and why it was relevant for them, because that's really important in my work and it's what made me want to tap into that part of it. People have very personal experiences when it comes to explosions, or it triggers certain feelings in them. So I'm looking forward to hearing a bit more detail from people.
Maybe just about the future. What now from this step on? What are your plans?
I mean, I don't know. I guess we should be showing it in some other venues, but elements of it. So I have to decide, what do I present to people? How can this become a bit more mobile? Mm-hmm. Because it's too big. And well, it is a big operation, and not every gallery can arrange that and have the logistical support to be able to support a performance like that. So I have to figure out a little bit how to tour it or present it in other spaces. Like I said, I'm looking forward to developing each piece a bit more and adapting them. And actually, some of the ideas weren't fully realised in that performance because of budget constraints or time or logistics. So some of the performances were constrained versions of the original idea. So I want to develop those a bit further. And there's lots of material for me to work from. And I've got lots of other stuff going on as well.
This was a short interview with Eva van Lindenthal. She was a recipient of a residency at the European Space Agency and Ars Electronica Future Lab. You have been listening to the Ars Radio on Radio Fro in Linz. In today's edition, we presented the Future Lab. Maria Pfeiffer, a senior curator and a researcher at Ars Electronica Future Lab, told us more about this artistic scientific think tank and a studio lab. She also revealed more about its role in the European Digital Art and Science Network. Additionally to Maria Pfeiffer, we heard also an interview with Eva van Lindenthal, a recipient of a residency at the European Space Agency and Ars Electronica Future Lab. She revealed her experiences after her performance of Starstorm at Ars Electronica Festival 2017. Microphone, Jernia Zavec.
Art and Science. and Science.
A radio show about the European Digital Art and Science Network.